I have to say I owe Biggie an apology. You don't even know why. And I'm trying to do better with it this year. But I did something yesterday I'm not proud of. Let me tell you what happened. We're doing our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Tour, as you know. Earlier this week, our promotions man, Matt, sent out invitations to go to the Comedy All-Star Tour. Now, this is something, basically, it's clerical, and when you reply yes, it goes on your calendar. You know,
it's a housekeeping thing, basically.
Correct. So what comes to our email is like, you're invited to the Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Tour. And I thought, huh, I guess I'll go to that.
Me? And when you open up your inbox, there's six or seven
It's like, here,
invitations.
This one.
To each event.
Right. So it's, you know, anytime we're anywhere, if, you know, we're going out for 2 hours on a Saturday to such and such, it's like, you're invited to the boat show.
I am.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think I'll go.
It came. The invitation is here. You know, it's you're going to be there. You know it. But to put it on your calendar, he invites you. So you always just say yes and move on, and then it goes on to your calendar. But this time around, there, as Chris Tim said, there are six different tour spots, so it's a lot of emails. You're invited to this one. You're invited to that one. So Biggie says, just in passing, it'd be funny to reply, maybe, like I'm thinking about
it. There is a yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, like, will you be there? Will you not be there? Or I'm thinking about it. You know how RSVPs are. So Biggie says, that would be funny to do. And I thought, all right, I'll be funny, and I'll just reply, maybe.
You took Biggie's advice.
I took Biggie's advice. Okay. I said, maybe. So I did that a couple of days ago. Well, yesterday, Matt corners me. You know, our promotions man. He goes, I couldn't help but notice you replied, maybe. Maybe you'd be attending these mandatory comedy all-star show appearances. He's like, what's going on with this? Are you thinking about not attending the Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Tour? And I said, it was just kind of a joke. And he said, well, when you do that, of course, that causes issues internally, and we have to get confirmation. So I said, Biggie made me do it.
No, you sold me.
It wasn't my idea. Biggie said it would be funny. I told him it wasn't, but I did it.
It's not funny.
Biggie. Biggie has a lot of nerve doing that.
Yeah.
Because he clicks maybe, and he means it.
I think you're an assumed maybe.
Uh-huh. Hey, look, every day is an assumed maybe, right now.
Every day is a maybe.
Your life is an assumed maybe.
You're invited to another day.
I mean, maybe. when the alarm goes off in the morning, maybe.
Listen.
Yes. No.
You know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You see those people who are like, you know, when I open my eyes every day, I'm thankful. I'm starting to realize that I'm becoming that person because every day when I open my eyes, I just do this now. Made it to another one.
Okay, here we go again.
Okay.
I guess I'll get up.
Remember, you gave us your resolutions for the year yesterday. Breathe. Keep breathing.
Keep breathing. What? Live.
Live. Mm-hmm. Another day. Another day. So maybe. So he was taking notes, and I said, well, Biggie told me to do that.
He said it'd be funny.
It'd be funny. Uh-huh.
I'm not laughing. No, he said, no one's laughing down here.
No, see, what, if you pull up your Google Calendar, my what?
I know. He showed me the case, a big question mark. Will he be there? He doesn't know. He's thinking about it. I said, I'm going
to
be there.
I'll change it to yes.
I said, well, be there. He goes, well, you need to go in internally and change that to yes.
And I'll have a word with Biggie.
I'll tell him what's not funny.
Is this funny?
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe. That's a hard no on that. That is not. We're not. You don't play with the calendar.
No.
This is a calendar. This is
a business.
This is a business.
Everyone sees it. Everyone then worries.
Don't mess around with it. You know this is a mandatory. You're attending this. This is just a Biggie joke is what I said. We have to thank an actor here today. You know that there are terrible fires going on. Pacific Palisades.
Popped up quickly.
Out of nowhere. I didn't know until yesterday, I guess.
No.
Last night I was watching the news and I saw actor James Woods taking video from his balcony saying, I'm evacuating and there are fires in the distance, you know, coming close to his home. Well, this is interesting. There is a reporter on the street. You can see flames in the distance. You can see heavy smoke. And the reporter is basically interviewing people on the street, like, where are you going? Get out of here. And there are cars parked up and down the streets there in this area of Los Angeles, Pacific Palisades. And someone's coming by, and he stops the reporter and says, I need a word. People, if you're parking your car here, leave the keys in so people like myself that live around here can move your cars. This is not a parking lot. They need to be moved so that emergency vehicles can get through. We're trying to evacuate people. So it's a big deal. But what happens at the end is so surprising because this guy goes on for some time about this. And at the end, they say, well, what's your name?
If anybody has a car and they leave their car, leave the keys in the car so that we can move your car so that these fire trucks can get up Palisades Drive. Yeah. What's happening is people take their keys with them as if they're in a parking lot. This is not a parking lot. Yeah. So that these fire trucks can get up there. It's really, really important.
Thank you for talking to us, Black Sir. What's your name?
My name is Steve Gutenberg.
Steve, you live in this area?
I live in the area. I live right up the hill.
Now, if I'm the reporter, I would say, you're Steve Gutenberg?
That's a young reporter then.
He didn't know.
Clearly.
He didn't know. I wouldn't even have had to ask.
No.
I would have stopped in the middle and said,
Police Academy. You know, you're three men and a baby.
Short circuit. All right. You're doing important work here.
Cocoon.
Yes.
One and two.
I would have said Steve Gutenberg.
While you're here, what are the chances we'll get three men and a grandbaby?
Now is not the time. I'm moving cars here. Yeah. We need to get emergency vehicles through. I hear
Matt Damon's talking Cocoon 3.
Will you be attached? Will you do a cameo in Cocoon 3? Oh, my God, that's Steve Gutenberg. Mm. And he's helping people. You saw that?
Yeah.
He's a hero. That's a Gutenberg hero.
And that's a great tip.
It is. Leave your keys in your car.
Yeah, because the fire trucks, I've seen the videos, and it is. Cars are parked tight on the street.
Mm-hmm. Are you still close with your cast members from Police Academy?
This is not the time.
These are the questions I would have been.
Yeah.
And I would have had to say, look, I know you're running. Can I get a selfie? Can we get a picture? Like, I didn't know. He didn't know the great Steve Gutenberg's work.
I'll tell you, one of the CBS reporters, which was pretty wild video, he was reporting and talking about people getting out.
Mm.
And then they realized together, the crew, they were stuck.
Oh, really?
They were like, we got to find a way out now.
Man, that is so scary. I mean, we have not, at least I've never had to deal with anything like that.
No.
That is so scary.
Well, and they were in a part, too, where there were no fire
men,
no fire trucks around.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, he starts realizing, like, guys, we got to get out of here ourselves. We're in trouble.
Right.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Obviously, it's the conditions and the winds. I think I saw some reporter was, or someone was on the scene, so she might have been a fire crew chief or something. She said the winds are blowing 60 miles an hour. How do you stop sparks?
Yeah, what can you do?
From blowing down the road at 60 mile an hour winds.
Right. That's a
tropical storm.
Big time wind. I know. That was when they said that. I thought that's got to be a mistake. It really is. Those winds are that high. Gutenberg, that you schooled us on that recently about him. He was the actor that, like, early in his career, it's like, we need a Steve Gutenberg type.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
The rule?
It's like, and then it goes through like
either like the five stages of Gutenberg or four stages.
Yeah. First, you want somebody like him. Then you want him. And now you want, and now it's like, who's Steve Gutenberg?
Yeah. He did it on a podcast sometime last year.
Yeah. He seems to have a good sense of humor about